Blog Talk Radio.
Wanna see us down. Right the bottom of the mat.
Uh-huh.
Other shows ain't worthy.
Uh-huh.
Every topic cut at 8 o'clock Monday and Thursday.
What's
on the Miss Lee? We new to these streets.
Yeah.
The best in radio. Why tell us if we already
know?
Hey, tell them what you went for.
Yeah.
Just hit the phone line. Get some info.
Hello?
That's 347215651919.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Simple. Jot it down if you need a pencil.
Woo.
It's official. If an issue, we can get you. If you call, we can get you. Say your name, say
what's
on your mental. It is what it is, right here with Miss Lee.
What up?
It's time to start the show. We damn right.
You damn right.
Get me.
Monday nights, heavy topics,
we gonna talk about. Thursday night, whatever's popping,
we gonna talk about.
Miss Lee's on a mission. Stilettos and combos division.
What?
To get people talking.
Huh?
To get people listening.
Alright.
As the show grows, you know the guest list. It goes
uh-huh.
From R&B divas to stars from those TV shows.
Okay.
People making a difference. Footprints,
combos,
combos and poets. Artists with dope flows. The elements represent.
I
said go pro. People making things happen.
Happen.
People making things go.
Go.
From TV to film and even music to talk about the things that people say and the things that they do. Let's get it.
What's going on, Stiletto fam? It's your girl, Miss Lee, on another Thursday night live here on Blog Talk for Hot Convos, bringing you the conversations that matter the most in the news, in the media, in the world, in the U.S. of A. Just whatever's buzzing is what we talk about here on Thursday night. So welcome to the show. You know how to connect with us live on the show. Call in 347-215-6519 is the number. Or connect with me on Facebook and Twitter. Facebook, like the page Stilettos and Convos with Miss Lee. Or follow us on Twitter, Stilettos Convos on Twitter. And I miss my boy rocking with me. You know, he's been doing a lot of great things with the fam and still the other voice on the show that we hear every Monday and Thursday night. His name is T. How you living, T?
I'm chilling. What's good, good people? No,
yeah.
Another Thursday, ready to get into these hot topics and convos, all of that good stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I've been out of commission, you know, last week was, you know, doing stuff with my son, trying to push
mm-hmm.
him towards, you know, his dreams, and you
mm-hmm.
know, that was working out good. And then, you know,
mm-hmm.
I know Monday you were coming back from Jersey, and you were handling
yeah.
things with your fam, so... You know, just for the people out there, you know, we back, we on the air, we live, we doing what we do best, is
mm-hmm.
having these convos
mm-hmm.
and talking to the folks. So, you know, let's get it, Lee.
Yeah, Thursday, we did not air. I was definitely traveling back from Jersey to the Baltimore area in the middle of all the craziness that was going on. And I felt that tonight's show, we can definitely spend a good amount of time talking about what's going on across the states again. And I feel like, every 6 months we have these conversations, and it's crazy.
It's not real. It hasn't even been every 6 months. Like, for real, for real.
Since then, we've had
this conversation, it seems like, every few weeks. Because just in February alone, March and
January,
April alone.
March.
If you
mm-hmm.
if you look at the number of shootings, you had a thing over in Oklahoma where the wannabe cop, the wannabe
mm-hmm.
cop dude shot the shot the guy. Yes, the man was a criminal, but in this system of law that we have, you are apprehended and you are tried and you are innocent until proven guilty. That's how things are supposed to go down in this country. But nowadays, it seems as though we got cops out there playing judge, jury, and executioner, and that just has to stop. You know, like, so, you know, we had that case. We talked about the case in South Carolina.
Yeah. And there was a case in Mississippi where the dude got hung. Well, whatever happened with that? Like, remember the guy got found hanging from a tree? Or he got lynched or something?
I don't even remember us talking about that. But, you know, that's just to, you know, just to say, you know, we've been talking about these issues with police and the community. You know, it seems like every month we have something to talk about. There's another videotape. There's another issue. There's something else going on where people are being killed by the people that are supposed to protect us. And the you know, we talked about Michael Brown. You know, the things in that case. The excuse that keeps coming up was, I was scared for my life. I was scared for my life. Well, you know what? If you that scared for your life, then get out of, you in the wrong job, buddy. If you always scared for your life and your first instinct is to pull a gun and shoot, then you in the wrong profession. You not built for this. You not built for that. And if that's what it is, then sit your ass down and get another job. Because all of this, man. I was afraid for my life. That's becoming the default solution, or that's becoming the default thing to say. I was scared, or he was reaching for my gun. Like the homeless man in L.A., where it was like five or six cops standing over him beating his ass. Now, I'm not saying everybody that got killed by the police over the past few months that's been caught on camera or some other media apparatus was innocent. In our court of law, you are innocent until proven guilty. I don't know. They never got a chance to go through that process. They never got a chance to go through that system. So even if they were caught in the act doing something wrong, America is supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. Not you get caught doing something wrong, so you get executed on the spot. That's not supposed to go down. And for all that, there's a lot of people out there talking about, oh, well, he ran from the cop. Well, it's the cop's fucking job to chase him down and apprehend his ass so he can go to court. Not, oh, he's running, so I'm going to take my lazy ass gun out and shoot. Are you kidding me? He ran from the cop. I need backup. You know how hard it is to get away from the cops? Haven't you seen the show Cops? Them dudes be running through bushes and on some O.J. Simpson jumping over stuff like he was in the airport in that commercial, taking it way back. But that's what your job as a police officer is, to protect and serve, not judge and execute. And I'm so tired of bringing this up. Like, that's what it is. Judge, execute, and then come up with a bullshit excuse and bullshit reason of why you shot first before apprehension. Why you decided to shoot before doing your job. If that's the route that you're taking, you don't need to be a cop. You should have your badge taken from you.
Right. Now, it's, I you know, there's so much with the police, you know, that has affected so many people. And, you know, this whole situation with Freddie Gray is really affecting, again, the Northeast and even a little bit of the South. Protests have begun last night in New York. They're now, again, in Atlanta. My close friend of the show, Jakeem, put out a post today that Atlanta is all the way turned up. Protesting and and, you know, marching and showing love for Baltimore. Philadelphia has just joined the protest arena as well today. And I'm actually getting this right now. Like, I have CNN on, like, right now on my TV because I'm trying to, like, read the captions as we're doing the show to at least provide the most up-to-date conversation on this whole topic. It's been a very crazy time in the city of Baltimore. For those of you that are not aware, or, you know, which I hope you're aware, but if you're not aware, the city of Baltimore has been shut all the way down. Monday is when everything started. It was a peaceful protest on Saturday and Sunday. Monday, it was like all hell hit the fan. It just got hot, okay? And then the city of Baltimore was on a curfew effective Tuesday, and it's going on for a week. You know, nobody on the streets of Baltimore City from 10 at night until, like, the 7 in the morning or 6 in the morning or whatever. And then Monday there were fires.
So, Lee, how does that affect you? Because you're in Baltimore, right?
I am in Baltimore. However, I'm not on that side of Baltimore. I am on the county side of the city. I'm still in the city, but I'm not where all of that stuff was happening, thank the Lord. But, you know, it wasn't bad that there were cops, like, patrolling my area and stuff, but it wasn't, like, ruckus. Like, I live, you know, not in the hood. North Avenue, the harbor, the National Guard is out there. My sister works in the city. My nephew goes to school in the city, like right by the stadium to where all of that stuff was happening. And she was, you know, sending me videos of the National Guard out there, you know, and the people, you know, protesting and marching and all of that. It's just crazy in the city right now. They, you know, the preachers, the clergy have got together and they're marching, Jamal Bryant and all those folks are marching, councilmen, Elijah Cummings was out there doing his thing, and most recently, Ray Lewis posted a video talking about Baltimore that he's not going to the NFL draft because he felt that, you know, being available for Baltimore is more important. What's his name from the Knicks? Carmelo Anthony is out here in Baltimore as well protesting. You know, a lot of people from Baltimore are out here. You know, even the actors and actresses from The Wire came out here. Like, so there's a lot of stuff going on right now in the city, and a lot of conversations are happening, see, in regards to this whole Freddie Gray protest rioting situation. The CVS, the only CVS in Baltimore City, one of the only CVS in this inner city neighborhood was utterly destroyed. Burnt, looted, just completely destroyed. Everything looted out of it. The unfortunate thing about it is that the senior citizens who get their medicine from there are not able to get their medicine. So there's been all kinds of outreach programs from different clinics and pharmacists to, you know, provide medicine to the elderly who go to that CVS specifically to get their medicine. You know, toiletry drives, all of that, because, again, in this area of Baltimore City where this whole situation happened, there aren't a lot of drugstores in places like that for people to go, which is very, very unfortunate, as well as a lot of stores. The Galleria in Baltimore City was looted as well. One of my customers today at work came in to tell me that her family is just messed up because her father had a store downtown Baltimore, and they had the store for like 20 years, and they completely destroyed the store, like crazy. Yeah, like crazy. So, see, I gotta ask you, and I posted this question as well on the Stilettos and Combos with Missy Facebook page. Stephanie Rollins Blake is the mayor of Baltimore City. and she made a comment on the news about thugs pretty much destroyed the city. And, like, the whole world, like, all the black people just went ham. How's she going to call these dudes thugs? Blah, 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 blah. And then Obama made a comment, right? So Obama didn't get as much of the outrage as Stephanie Rollins Blake got the outrage. But, you know, when I heard this, and I was watching Roland Martin this morning, and they had this whole, like, segment on his show about the topic of thugs, right? Why do we call our boys of color thugs, right? So, see, I have to be honest. It's a little spam. I got to be honest with you. When I was listening to this conversation this morning, and I was just seeing everybody posting their opinions on Facebook and Twitter, like, I was very, how do I put it? I laughed at the comment. Not that I laughed like it was a bad thing or that it was humorous to me, but I know in my growing up, black folk, okay, Negroes, black people, niggas, right? I'm going to just put it out here. Have referred to these hoodlums, these hood rats, these kids that just terrorize, steal, fight, kill, shoot, all of this, as thugs. So why is it that now that these kids or whomever, because some of these kids are not kids. They're literally teenagers or young adults or whatever you want to call it. They went ham and destroyed property. So we can't call them thugs, but we call each other the same thing. It's like the same, you know, I can use the N-word to you, but you can't use it on the outside. Like, did you hear all of that, T? Like, did you hear that conversation? Because I was very, like, are we serious? Because I know growing up, I heard my family and my friends and my older people call other dudes that be on the block thugs and good rats and all of that as well. So why is it an issue when the mayor says we're going to get these thugs off the street? Why is that an issue? Like, I don't know, Steve.
I mean,
what are your thoughts on that?
For me, like, the way I look at it is, from what I saw on the news, it looked like a lot of young kids that was doing this, you know, that was perpetuating the ignorance to, you know, I saw people looting the liquor store and all of that. When you look at what a thug is someone who has no regard for the law and is brutish in their ways and very ignorant or low intelligence and follows along with, you know, with the crowd, with the mob, follows along with what he's told or she's told by someone with more influence, power, and authority.
Right.
So, you know, when I hear somebody say, oh, they're a thug, well, yeah, I would kind of agree. If motherfuckers is and sorry for the language. I'm in that zone right now. I'm like when they out there and they are attacking people, you know, when they are burning down buildings, when they are looting stores and fighting over the loot that they're getting from the stores, That's thuggish shit. That is criminal activity. You know what I'm saying? It's not they weren't defending themselves. Some of them were, because I did see video of cops throwing rocks and bricks at the looters. So for those I mean, not the looters, but at the demonstrators, the protesters. So for those people that retaliated to that, then that, to me, that's okay. But what you saw, like the way the news came to me, or from what I took from it, it was a bunch of young kids that's mad, that don't have the resources that they need in place so that they could succeed legitimately and peacefully within the society. They're in a community that's fucked up anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're in a community that's fucked up anyway. We in a community where people come in, like the Koreans, like, you know, or you know, some of the Asians, some of the Hindu people, the Indian people come into the neighborhood and establish businesses and make profit off of the people in the neighborhood. And these people don't feel like this is theirs. Like, who's going to claim a fucking ghetto as their own? Like, seriously, really, who's claiming that as my own? Yes, that's where you live, but what pride do you have in a ghetto? What pride do you have in poverty? How, you know,
right.
So when they start doing stuff like burning down buildings and looting and stuff like that, like, I'm pretty sure a lot of them don't see it as I'm harming my neighborhood. My neighborhood's already fucked up anyway. I'm not doing nothing
right.
But rearranging the rocks. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
And it's crazy. Like, I am so, and I don't know if I just, you know, I don't know. Like, we've talked about the crab and a barrel mentality on a lot of previous shows, especially around like 15 months and perspectives of people and all of that. And I understand your hood is your hood, your home is your home, your community is your community. But it really drives me crazy when I see that the black community wants to get together when shit hits the fan, but they don't get together when things is good. But then people want to play victim to I'm the way that I am because of the community I'm in. No, if you, common sense is whatever. Like, common sense is not always common. However, you have the freedom of mind, body, action, and you get the result based off of that, you know, after how things happen and the consequences of what you do. You know, it's 2015, okay, this is not 1957, this is not 1933, this is not even 2001. You know, in 2015, you could be as ignorant to what you choose to be ignorant to. I think this whole mindset, and this is what a lot of the conversation was coming from when I was watching Roland Martin today, and on the news about this thug comment, you know, the excuses that I was hearing, I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah, we can call, and it was definitely a double standard, you know. Students, I mean, you can call each other thugs and hoodlums and hood rats, but when you act in that way, it's a problem. But what they were saying on Roland Martin was because these kids come from inner city homes where they're not given the privilege like other people, we should lift up these boys and not call them names if they're acting in the behavior that they are. Like, to me, T, I was sitting here like, are you freaking kidding me? Like, if all of you on this TV show and everybody that, you know, really cares about these kids, you do something about it. Don't just sit there and make excuses that the reason why they're acting the way they're acting is because they come from the hood. No, half of the people I know grew up in a hood of some sort. I mean, see, you grew up in Philly. You know, I grew up in Newark. Like, you know, I got friends that grew up in Baltimore. I got friends that grew up in D.C. I got friends that grew up in Indiana. I got friends that grew up in L.A. Like, every town, city, state has a hood, right? No matter where you are. It's about how you live, overcome, move forward, and you have that choice of making a difference and making a change. But it was driving me crazy that all these people that got all this money was on these TV shows trying to make excuses for why the actions that these kids were having should be excused because they come from poverty and they're acting out because they have no outlet. I'm like, what? Like, to me, it was a lot of stuff that was going on. You know, first of all, in Baltimore, for those of you that are not aware, when all of the rioting took place, they shut down the MTA, they shut down the bus systems, and this was around the time the kids were coming home from school. So a lot of these kids who rely on public transportation to come to and from school could not get on the bus to come home. So you have parents out and about looking for their kid, or their parents are at work. The kids are relying on public transportation to get to and from home from school. They can't get home. Now they're, like, frustrated because all these cops are out there. And then this is something they did not show on the AFC. On Monday, it was a baseball game downtown. And if you're familiar with Baltimore City, when you get by the Orioles Stadium, there's a list of bars of where people tailgate. So the protesters was walking by the Orioles Stadium, blah, 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 doing their thing peacefully. Because, mind you, ladies and gentlemen, they've been doing this for 2 days already. No issues. A couple out-of-towners were calling names to the protesters, calling them nigger lovers and nigger supporters and all this other stuff because they were protesting for justice for Freddie Gray. And then when they started spitting and throwing beer cans and bottles at the protesters, that's when everything went ham. And the protesters was defending themselves. And the cops came, and they didn't show any of that on the news, but my sister's friend was actually down there and witnessed all of this stuff happening. So it was just real crazy, again, how things are just decided, like one-sided. You know, you see one side, but not the other. It's just crazy, see? It's just crazy. But I definitely, I don't know. It's crazy how we can call each other names, but when other people call other people names, it's a problem. That just drives me crazy. There shouldn't be excuses for the things that, the actions that you have. You take ownership for it. Yeah, the teenagers, yeah, they may not know no better. I get it. You make mistakes. You shoot somebody in the foot. You get reprimanded for shooting somebody in the foot. You don't say, I shot him in the foot. Oh, they should be excused for shooting them in the foot just because they didn't know no better. They never had a gun before. Come on. Like, you know what you, like, there needs to be a trigger where people really think about, you know, what really is common sense.
Like, this is how I feel about it. Again, there's a lot of protest and demonstration, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got people saying, we demand the truth. We want to know what happened to Freddie Gray.
We're going to talk about that.
Guess what? That's a high hope. You really expect a murderer, somebody who murdered for no reason, to come out and say, yeah, I did it? Are you kidding me? The police are now trying to say, oh yeah, he did it to himself. He broke his own neck while in custody. BS. This is BS. My thing is,
well,
we not going to get justice. Me personally, I don't think it's possible to get justice on stolen land. Like, I don't. Like, for people that were slaves for so long, there are certain cases and certain instances that, yes, we will get justice. But in instances like this, where it's clearly a reflection of this is how the system works, no, I don't think we're going to get justice. And I don't think that we should stop asking or requesting for justice. But I think all of this marching, we going to march till we get justice. Nah, fuck marching. How about let's start policing our own communities? Instead of marching, let's start forming committees within our own communities and say, you know what, we looking, hey, that's Miss Johnson's boy. That's Miss Jenkins. That's Miss Jenkins' daughter. We going let's look out for our own. Why do we keep expecting them to look out for our best interests?
Right.
Why do we keep expecting people, and it's not just a black and white thing.
Right.
Or why do people of lower economic means, lower socioeconomic means, keep expecting the rich people in society to look out for them? They're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. And, like, When do we get fed up to a point or fed up enough to say, you know what, they're not going to do it for us, let's do it for ourselves?
Right.
You know what? Even when do we start realizing that we got the only way to get on an equal playing field is to do it ourselves? We can't expect for them to give us that push up. You know, we can't keep living off of welfare. We can't keep expecting handouts for the rich. We can't keep. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. I do think that, and I think I said this every week, I think that it's illogical for the police to investigate the police. To me, that's the stupidest thing in the world. You can't expect police to investigate police and then for you to get a clean answer. I'm not expecting that at all. What I would love to see is civilian review boards, because the police ultimately work for us. They are here to protect and serve us. Not rule and subjugate us. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of stuff that I'm hearing from cops is, even if a cop is violating you or violating your rights, you should just obey. There is nothing you could do in the heat of the moment of a cop violating your rights if that cop is intent on violating your rights. Well, damn it, if this somebody that slipped, got through the system and was able to be hired and is intent on violating my rights, number one, shouldn't be a cop in the first place. And then number two, why isn't there something that I can do as a citizen to protect myself from my rights being violated by a police officer, someone who's sworn to uphold the law?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, why is there a mentality of you always obey? When I come to your neighborhood, or when I come to you, you obey and comply. How about you give me respect as a person, and I give you respect as a person, and then we can have a dialogue?
Yeah,
you know,
man,
what I'm saying? But when cops come to your door, like, you gonna do what I say, or else what? That's a power trip. That's a power trip. I think we have, there's far too many officers, and not all officers, but there's, from what we've been seeing lately, there's far too many people with a badge and a gun that feel like that badge and that gun puts them above the law that they're supposed to uphold.
Yeah, man. It's a long-term problem.
It's a long-term problem to get fixed.
It's definitely a problem.
It ain't no overnight answers.
It's not. And, you know, they're showing Philly on the news now. They're showing Baltimore on CNN right now. They got the kids out in Philly, you know, talking and you know. So this is definitely something that is affecting, you know, the state of U.S., okay? It's not just Baltimore. It's not just Philly. It's not just New York. It's not just D.C. You know, this is something that's affecting everyone. So, you know, it's just
but the reality,
you know,
cops been whooping our asses for years. It's just
right
now that everybody got a camera. Like the lady that was filming the marshals arresting the bike gang, some marshal came over, grabbed the camera, smashed it on the ground, and kicked it down the street. Cause he don't want to get filmed. Doing what? Might be doing something illegal. Why shouldn't you be filmed? In Texas, they just tried to pass a law that says it's illegal to videotape police officers.
It's super important, ladies and gentlemen, to really get out. I know I've been saying it. Get out and vote, you know, so that these laws in your towns, in your city, in your state can be changed. A tweet came through from Ann Smith out of Virginia. She says, in response to the question about the thug, she said, it is what it is. And by the way, young white males who act like they're above the law and run the streets are also thugs. It's definitely not a black or white thing. Thank you for the comment. And yeah, man, because, you know, white kids be tearing up shit too.
This is what... Why doesn't the news refer to these people as thugs when it's the college students in Kentucky that's rioting because their team lost? Why are they not referred as thugs?
When
Boston wins the what you call it, when Boston wins the World Series and they tear the city up, why they not referred to as thugs?
So much to talk about, ladies and gentlemen. Phone lines open. 347-215-6519. I'm going to provide you with the latest update from CNN, like just right now, in regards to this whole Freddie Gray situation. Lots of reasonable comments that came through on Facebook as well. Phone lines open. Twitter is open. Facebook is open. Everything's open. Comment, comment, comment. Let's take a quick break, play some music, just to kind of ease the stress. Omarion, supposed to be here on Stilettos and Combos with Miss Lee and T. Let's get it.
Omarion, breathe in. Y'all check. Y'all check.
What's that on that beat? Y'all.
If y'all check, come close to me. She ain't going home where she supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. Oh, all my niggas close to me. And all them other niggas where they supposed to be. Oh, the hoes go for me. Now your chicks in the pit like supposed to me. That's how I'm supposed to be. Yeah, that's how I'm supposed to be. Yeah, that's how I'm supposed to be. Everything look like it's supposed to be. Pull up to the club and they go up. Make your girl fall in love when I show up. It's not my fault, she wanna know me. She told me you was just a homie. She came down like she knew me. Gave it up like a groupie. And that's facts, no printer. Cold niggas turn the summer to the winter. She gave me in her phone as bestie. But I had her screaming, oh. Yo, girl, wasn't supposed to text me. You wanna know how I know what I know? If your chick come close to me, she ain't going home where she supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. Oh, all my niggas close to me. And all them other niggas where they supposed to be. Oh, the hoes go for me. Now your chicks in the pit like post for me. That's how I'm supposed to be. Yeah, that's how I'm supposed to be. That's how I'm supposed to be. Everything good like it's supposed to be.
Got your girl in my section finna go up. A nigga smoking loud, I'm about to roll up. She ain't never got high like this with a guy like this. When she pop it, tell her hold up.
Better believe she gon' leave with a real nigga. I dig her down, can't put it down like I do. I get the boss and no discussion, gotta deal with it. See my swing, where about you?
My dog, she rolls.
When I hit it, I'ma kill it, I'ma get it like
murder, yeah, she wrote. You wanna know how I know what I know?
If y'all do come close to me, he gon' wanna ride off and it go to me.
I'll make him do it.
I might let your boy show for me, but he gotta eat the booty like groceries. But he gotta get rid of these hoes for me. I might have a nigga selling his soul for me. Ooh, that's all supposed to be. If he wants me to, it's supposed to freak. Ooh, that's all supposed to be.
The new details of the Freddie Gray situation. So they're now on CNN passing out what happened the night or the day that he got his spinal injury. Based off of the medical report, there was a injury to Gray's head that matches the bolt in one in the van. So in the police van, they were saying that he did the injury himself. There was no proof. Well, the video that was captured did not show that the police officers did the spinal injury to Freddie Gray. Now, so they finally got the report from the medical examiner that of all the injuries, and that the head injury does match how the inside of the van was constructed. Then, about 40 minutes ago, the individual who was in the van with Freddie Gray saw, and he came out and he said that he pretty much saw everything that happened. He was like, okay, I'm going to read it. This is from WJLA.com, which is CBS of Baltimore. He says, I am Donta Allen. I'm the one who was in the van with Freddie Gray. The one who the police commissioner called the second prisoner in the van. The second prisoner who was picked up said he did not see any harm done to Freddie. What he said was he heard Freddie thrashing about in the van. He said, all I did was go straight to the station, but I heard a little banging, like he was banging his head. This is what the other passenger was saying that was in the van, because in the van, it's two-sided. So the people, I guess, are split. Like, there's a wall in between the row of benches on one side of the van, and then there's another wall that separates the other side. So the prisoners can't, or the people that are captured can't do stuff to each other in the van. So they're split. Freddie Gray was on one side. The other passenger was on the other side with a wall separating them down the middle. So Alan is saying he kept hearing the thrashing and the bumping, and then all of a sudden it stopped. So it also says that he said he didn't want to come out and share his story because he didn't want anything to happen to him. So I guess I'm just going to put this out here. Nobody knows, we weren't there. We saw the video of him being dragged into the police van. He seemed to be limp, and I think it was reported that Freddie Gray having a spinal surgery prior to, a couple weeks before. He was in a car accident of some sort, and he had some back surgery at that time. And then they arrested him, and then there was a brief moment in the video where it looked like he was standing up, and then they put him in the van, and then he was like thrashing around, is what Alan is saying. But they're saying that the coroner and the medical examiner are providing the medical report to the lawyers and the legal team that's handling the case. Because what they're saying is that the injury didn't happen on the street, it happened in the van. So if the passenger in the van heard the noise and the banging around on his other side, and then all of a sudden it stopped, it's kind of hard to say whether or not the police did it or if he did it to himself. I don't know, Steve.
All I'm saying, again, stop expecting the truth to come out from this, because it's not. The only people that know what happened in that van is Freddie Gray and the people that were in that van. If it was police officers that whooped his ass till he died, it's the police officers that know. And I guarantee you they will take that to their grave. With the situation being that it is in Baltimore and they trying to get peace, and they know people are saying, we want answers, we want answers. This guy that's a criminal that got picked up, I guarantee you that he got some type of plea bargain or some type of deal to come out and say, yeah, he did it to himself. Two things, I mean, like, I'm very skeptical and very suspicious.
Like, if I was a criminal and I got a plea bargain in the middle of all this chaos, why, knowing of all of the stuff that's going on and people, like, what kind of deal would you take that would protect your life for somebody not trying to do something to you?
I'm not going to jail and I get to leave out of Baltimore or go somewhere else for a while. Of course, until things die down, because you know it's going to die down. You know, in a couple of months, people are not going to remember. These riots are going to be another blip of, just like Ferguson was a blip that happened in 2014, Baltimore will be the riots of 2015. And then there will be another city that will be the riots of 2016. And we're going to become so desensitized to what's going on. Again, it's going to be a thing of, oh, yeah, it's just another black guy or another poor person that the police labeled criminal and killed, would play judge, jury, executioner. So, you know, at this time, it's like, I'm not expecting for the truth to come out, and I'm skeptical. Like, of course I'm going to be skeptical based on the video that I saw, and based on knowing the police history of whooping people asses. History, like, Freddie Gray ain't the first time in Baltimore that somebody got their ass whooped by the police. And Baltimore is known for cops being abusive. Like, until police brutality is addressed and dealt with, then no, I'm always going to be suspicious. Like, really?
Yeah.
Like, I'm getting ready to go to jail, so I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to break my neck. Really? Does that even make sense? In what world does that make sense? I'm in a police van. I'm going to fall on the ground and hit my head in a police van so I don't have to go to... Are you kidding me? That's the dumbest shit I ever heard. And for us to get spoon-fed this, he did it to himself. Are you kidding me?
All I'm saying is I'm playing devil's advocate. There are people that get arrested, that try to hurt themselves so they don't have to go to jail. They go to the hospital to kind of solve the situation first before they get there. You don't know the state of mind that people are in, and I've never been arrested. Hell, I don't know what I might try to do to myself. I'm just saying, of course, you know, whoever knows the truth, they're definitely in heaven, and it's between the guard, you know, whomever, and God, right? So, they're so in Philadelphia, they're fighting the police. Hey, get your people. Okay, nonetheless, you know, so much.
Because police in Philly, because they'll be whooping people ass for no reason. So, like, it's police that's thugs. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just thugs with badges. So, like, it's bullshit. Like, it's bullshit. We asking for something we not gonna get. We ain't gonna get no justice. You can't have justice on stolen land. On a land that was gained by murdering the indigenous people and then built on the backs of slavery. How you expect justice? That's some bullshit.
So in this whole case, a mother and her son have made the headlines, and people were talking about this too. Because yesterday, well, 2 days ago, when all of this was happening in Baltimore, there were people up there, and I had some thoughts about this too, you know, and ladies and gentlemen tuning in to the show, because we're talking about what's going on in Baltimore right now. And across the country, in these policing injustice issues and such. Mama was caught on camera hitting, smacking, and beating the hell, not beating the hell, but beating her child, because she recognized her child was out there causing havoc out there in Baltimore. And she went out there and was, you know, pretty much being a mother, you know. And she said in a couple interviews that, you know, that was her only son, and she did not want her son to be like Freddie Gray. And she knew her son shouldn't have been out there. So people was like, yeah, you need to get all the winner parents. All the parents need to be their kids. People were saying all kinds of crazy stuff. Now, here's my thing. If parents from Jump Street was doing all that they could do for their kids, first of all, their kids wouldn't be out there acting crazy. Don't call your parents to beat these kids' asses when they ain't been beating their asses to begin with, okay? You can't have a parent when shit goes wrong. You got a parent all along, and they're trying to go the right way. So she was on the View today. She's been interviewed. The boy has been interviewed. And then everybody was talking about the double-edged sword in the situation. That it's okay for mamas to beat their children when their kid is tearing up shit, but it ain't okay to beat their kids in the privacy of their own home. I feel like people are going to the far extremes on this case. You know, when I saw the video of her beating her child in the street, I was like, well, that's something that most parents I thought do, but allegedly that's not the case. So, see, when you saw the video, what did you think when you saw it?
To be honest, I didn't think much of it, because it was like what else should a mother do? Like, she has a teenage boy in her house who's taller than her and more than likely stronger than her, and that is
right.
her only son.
Son, right?
You gonna as a mom? I think she just did what came natural. You saw your son out there cutting up in a dangerous situation, and that's not what you wanted for him. So you try to get him away from the situation any way possible. That's like seeing a baby getting ready to stick a knife into an electric socket. Are you going to say, no, baby, don't stick the knife into an electrical socket? Or are you going to smack the baby's hand and smack the knife out the hand so the baby don't get electrocuted?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, for real, like, she did what most mothers would do in that situation. Is, you know, jack they bigger, stronger son up and let them know that, look, I'm still your mother. You need to get your ass in the house. You know what I'm saying? Like, and again, discipline should start at home. And in my eyes, disciplining your children begins at the point they understand yes and no. And at the point that they can understand what authority is. When your yes is yes and your no is no, that's when you should start teaching children discipline. When I say this, I'm saying don't abuse your children, but if you pop a baby hands when a baby can understand yes and no, and understand where the hierarchy of authority is, then as that child grows, when you do it at that age, you don't have to discipline. You don't have to keep whooping your child. You don't have to keep disciplining, because they know. They know from that age. Like, yeah, that's my mommy. Yeah, that's my daddy. But I better not cross them. What they say goes. That's the way it is. That's the rules of engagement. That's authority. So when we out, you know, it ain't going to be a whole lot of, you ain't jumping bad. You ain't cutting a fool. You know, people said to me, oh, your kids are so, like when my kids was like 5 and 6 years old, they're like, oh, your kids are so well behaved. Like, and they were surprised and shocked at that. Like, they not running around. Like, no, because when they was little and I said, stop running around, and they said no, the first time they said no to me, you know what I did? I flicked their lips.
Right. Yep.
And then I said, say it again. No, I flicked their lips again. Say it again. No. And I flicked their lips until they learned, don't you talk back. Don't you talk back to me. And they got the message. And Mm-hmm. And after that point, you don't got to do all that. You could discipline with a look. You could discipline with a conversation. But you got to get them at that age as soon as they understand the difference between yes or no.
Right.
You got to get them so that, and I'm not saying whoop them. I'm not saying beat them. I'm not saying abuse them. But you got to teach discipline as soon as they have understanding of the difference between yes and no. That's when you start teaching discipline. So for people to be like, oh, that's so cute, he said no. No, because as long as you let that go, he's going to keep telling you no. And now he's the parent, and you afraid of him, and you living in the house and paying bills, and you afraid of what? No, this is my house. What I say goes. You live by my authority. And my house is God, me, and then the world. I tell my kids, this ain't no democracy. This is a kingdom, and I'm the king of this castle. My kids understand that. In this house, in this family, I'm the king. My wife is the queen, and what we say goes. And if you got a problem with it, then you can get your ass out.
Beat your kids. No, I'm just playing. But yeah, you know, that definitely, you know, hit the news and everybody had their comments on it. Just updated from CNN.com, Cincinnati has now joined the city of protest. And I'm getting this right from CNN.com. Actually, CNN is on my television right now, and they just, you know, added now Cincinnati to the protesting city. You know, so much going on. Another update that also came through for the students that are currently protesting in Baltimore. If you are protesting for the Freddie Gray situation in Baltimore and you're in the law school program, you are able to defer your school exam, you know, because, you know, a lot of students are out there across the country protesting and sitting there, you know, working for the cause. You know, I would love to be out there protesting, but unfortunately I got bills to pay and I can't miss months to go protest. And I know that sounds really bad, but I can't. Like, I wish I could, but I can't. I got to work, because if I don't work, I don't live. And if I don't live, I don't eat. And then I die, and it's a problem. But another update that came through as well, there was a drastic backlash that came to CNN yesterday, because there was a false report that the Bloods and the Crips were coming together to take out the cops. So everybody was like, oh, the Bloods, you know, when the Bloods and the Crips get together, it's going to be an issue, and blah, blah, blah. That was not the case. Elijah Cummings spoke on the behalf and a couple gang representatives that are a part of the mentorship programs in the city of Baltimore. Members of the Bloods and the Crips were at the funeral, and they were also protesting for peace. Someone took the picture of them and kind of, you know, on Instagram, on Facebook, people changed the picture and said that they were, you know, putting out this hit to all the police officers in the city of Baltimore. So the Baltimore City Police Department put out a alert saying that all police officers are on high alert, high threat, beats and gang members threatening to take out all cops. So the police department immediately retracted the statement when that news hit the media airwaves. And a couple members of the Bloods and the Crips, which is a big gang across the country, they spoke and said, no, we are not trying to kill cops. We need to get this change, you know. And if you think about the founding of gangs, a lot of it, if you go back to the history, and a lot of the OGs, or what you call it, they were founded to protect the community, not to kill each other and take out cops. That wasn't what they were founded on. So they definitely spoke about that, and that's definitely false. So don't believe everything you see on Facebook, ladies and gentlemen. It is not always true. And, you know, why should you share and retweet, you know, if you're, some people just read, you know, get something and just retweet it out or repost it without really reading it. So that was not true. That a couple of gang members also, Roland Martin this morning also talking about, no, we were at the funeral, we were peacefully protesting, you know, in our colors because we do feel that, you know, this needs to stop. And then on CNN that followed that, Jamal Bryant of Empowerment Temple in Baltimore had a meeting at his church, and there were some members of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, which is my sorority, in the audience, and the correspondent from CNN said, yeah, the gangs are in their blue in the church. So they mistaken these older women of Zeta Phi Beta for Crips in the church. And see, I know you say it's an organized gang, but so CNN about 10 minutes ago just posted a retraction and apology to the organization, because not only are, you know, Zetas and Siglas, but all these organizations are out there as well protesting and marching for justice the same way that they were doing the same thing in Ferguson and in Selma and all these other wonderful parts of the country where these injustices happen. So a lot to talk about, ladies and gentlemen. So much going on in the news. We are an hour away from the curfew, because it's 10 o'clock for the Baltimore curfew. And, yeah, everything's hot on the streets. Be safe. TNA's still showing Philly. Like, it's crazy right now. Everybody's just, I don't know. And you know what's interesting, see, I don't know if you noticed this, but like nobody from like the Republican Party have said anything. None of the up and coming candidates of election have said anything. I don't know if they're just kind of sitting back and watching to see what happens, or trying to figure out their game plan, or, you know, it's kind of interesting that all this is going on when we're trying to figure out what's going on with these elections. Sounds like a little coincidental if you ask me, see, I don't know.
Well, I haven't heard Hillary say much either, so.
Yeah.
I haven't heard any of the presidential candidates say anything. It's something that nobody really wants to touch, because, you know,
right.
It's a long time until the elections, so.
And, you know, unfortunately, I don't want to say this, but I can't help but say it, is, you know, how many more situations will we uncover that's happening, that will happen by the time the elections happen? You know what I mean? Like, I think when we have these debates and we're talking with these presidential candidates, you know, talking about foreign policy and all these immigration laws, and that shit really is not going to matter to the U.S. of A. I feel like they're going to have to gear this election to more social issues that's affecting the people here, and not more so what's going on outside of the country. So I'm very curious to see how these elections will pan itself out. I don't know, T. I feel like we need to take care of home before we start taking care of country.
That's sure is.
But on a positive note, there's a fight going on Saturday. Mayweather, I'm going to say this name right, Pacquiao. They're fighting on Saturday. If you are in Mexico, because it will be Cinco de Mayo approaching very shortly, if you're in Mexico, you get to watch the fight for free. Shout out to Mexicans out there. In Mexico, across the border, watch the fight. Come back over. You don't got to pay for it. And then Floyd Mayweather is going to bail out Suge Knight. Is the one on the street. So, I don't know. Is he still blind? I think he was walking with a cane. I don't know. What's going on with him? And Mayweather was arrested yesterday as well for hitting his child's mother. The child called the police on him, got arrested, got bailed out today. So it's just so much, all this craziness going on in the world. See, any final thoughts for the show? Talking about the craziness going on.
I'm tired. I'm ready to call. This conversation got me a little little route. I mean, like,
yeah.
It saddens me to see things happen, and it frustrates me to know and to, you know, watch the stupidity on the news, watching the bullshit and watching the spin, watching all of this is not, definitely not good for my blood pressure. So
yeah.
I'm ready, you know, to have intelligent conversations. So look for places where I could step in and do things to make a change. So, you know,
yeah.
I just don't want to talk about it. No, I want to be about it. You know, if they ever, you know, come up with, oh yeah, we are going to have these civilian reviews, I will raise my hand and volunteer to be a part of that civilian review board to look at the evidence and come to a conclusion. And if, you know, the cop is in the right, the cop is in the right. If the cop is in the wrong, the cop is in the wrong. Just want to send a shout out to my man Theodore that's out there listening. He sent me a comment saying that the politicians want to keep their hands clean. That's what Pontius Pilate tried to do when Jesus got crucified, and look how he is portrayed in history. So, you know, when the system is dirty, ain't no politician clean. So, you know, I just
yeah.
want to send a shout out to the big homie that's listening. So,
hey.
Yeah, lady, it's real like that. So,
real in these streets, babe. Yeah, man, have a conversation. You know, I definitely, you know, hope everybody have a safe weekend. You know, and just pray and you know, try to make a difference in your own way to affect the community. You know, the kids are out. You know, just have these conversations with the kids. Let them really get the shit out, understand what's going on, and not just doing this for show and not just being out there just because there's nothing else to do. You know, it's so crazy that in, you know, my lifetime of 34 and a half years, I've witnessed so much stuff that it's like, you know, from, oh my God, from Columbine to the World Trade Center to, you know, a black president to Iraq. But, I mean, there's just so much that I've seen in this lifetime that it's just so crazy that, you know, it's still war that I'm going to see, you know. I definitely pray that everybody has a safe weekend. You know, just you know, there's some good news out there. Just a quick update. There was an update about the Nigerian girl found that happened yesterday or the day before yesterday.
The ones Obama that were taken by Boko Haram.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
When we had to bring our girls back. When we had
yep,
to bring our girls back campaign.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Good news.
Good news.
Prayers go out to the people of Nepal. Major earthquake over there. So, you know, we gotta there's other things going on other than the riots in Baltimore. Like, this is and a lot of stuff is getting snuck under the radar because people want to focus just strictly on the riots. But this is the time, people, where you gotta be out there and paying attention to what's going on in the world. Because when we're getting bombarded by one thing, that's when you start seeing people trying to sneak stuff past.
Yep. This is true. Those of you watching the NFL draft, stuff going on there, keep watching that as well. Obama.
Now, Marcus Mariota got picked up by Tennessee, so I don't know what Chip is going to do.
Oh, Jesus Christ, is too much. Obama and the Democrats created a proposal that they're presenting to raise minimum wage from $7.25 to $12 an hour, which is good as well. All of those in Baltimore that work at the Orioles Stadium will be getting their normal pay because they had the Orioles White Sox game or Red Sox game.
It came yesterday, and there were no spectators in attendance the game.
Right.
This is the which broke a record for the least watched sporting event in American history in quite some time. So, I don't see the point of that, but you know it happened.
Yeah, so they're paying all of the staff of the Orioles stadium. That way they continue to get their money, you know, because, again, they weren't able to work. And there was one more thing that was in the news that I definitely wanted to quickly update everybody on. The Avengers. Is it out? Or it comes out on Friday, tomorrow?
Yeah, it comes out tomorrow.
It comes out
in the theaters tomorrow. I already know it's already out on bootleg. It's been out for a week on bootleg. So.
Right. That will be out tomorrow, so definitely. I love the first Avengers. It was a great movie, and I feel like this one will be even better. As well as they have also announced the next Fast and the Furious movie as well. That'll be out April of 2017. So some good stuff to look forward to in the entertainment world. I hope everybody has a great weekend, and we'll catch you on Monday for more conversations here on Stilettos and Powers with CNT. Hold another conversation, give you the topics that matter, because that's what we do. You got to talk, man. That's what life is about. Have conversations with people that matter most. We'll catch you on Wednesday at 8:30. Have a good weekend.